Morning, Pee-wee.
Look, Francis.
Today is my birthday, and my father said I can have anything I want.
Good for you and your father.
So guess what I want?
A new brain.
No, your bike. Oh, what's so funny, Pee-wee?
It's not for sale, Francis.
My father says everything's negotiable.
Pee-wee, I wouldn't sell my bike for all the money in the world. Not for $100 billion, $1 trillion.
Then you're crazy.
I know you are, but what am I?
You're a nerd.
I know you are, but what am I?
You're an idiot.
I know you are, but what am I?
I know you are, but what am I?
I know you are, but what am I? I know you are, but what am I? I know you are, but what am I?
I know you are, but what am I? Infinity.
No, I'm not. You are. No
way.
Knock it
off.
Cut it out.
Shut up,
Pee-wee.
Why don't you make me?
Why don't you make me?
Because I don't make monkeys. I just train them.
Oh, Pee-wee, listen to reason. Oh, come on.
Listen to reason.
Pee-wee.
That's my name. Don't wear it out.
Remember the first time I saw your bike? You were riding past my house and I came running out to tell you how much I liked it even way back then.
I love that story.
Through the rocket's red glare, the bums bursting in air.
The bums?
The bums. The bums on the street on 43rd Street. They were bursting on the street.
The homeless bursting in.
And it gave proof through the night that the action room was still there.
It's beautiful.
Oh, I'm moved. I'm moved.
So,
studio audience, are you moved? They're actually not moving.
No, they're totally moving, and they're not listening to the show. All right, so we actually have...
This is the action room, if you hadn't figured that out.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Go ahead. You're Tony Wolf. I'm producer Mike. Let's just get that out of the way.
Okay.
We have an exciting guest.
Oh.
I mean, this is awesome. This is bigger than George Lucas that we had on.
Bigger than Rich Johnson.
Who?
Who didn't mention us on his website when we interviewed him.
And
we're going to be following up on that.
But no, this is a... The only problem is...
It's 4th of July.
No, yeah.
This is our 4th of July episode.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's the 4th of July episode, and we have an amazing guest for the 4th of July episode, but he's late.
Oh.
So we have to stall and
you might have had
bullshit.
To go save someone or something.
Well, don't tell them who it is.
It was just a little hint. It was just a little hint.
All right. So, let's go into this. First of all, what are you going to do for the 4th of July?
I'm going to go. My oldest friend in life. My friend Andy Rich.
He's not an old man. He's just...
Yes, he's 97. And I grew up with him. I met him in kindergarten.
Wow.
Kindergarten.
How old was he in kindergarten?
Best friend since kindergarten. He was 73 in kindergarten. And we used to play with Yoda action figures together and Star Wars. And anyway, lots of geeky things. He's not really a geek anymore. But he has a lobster barbecue.
Cool.
We get lobsters in Long Island, not in the Hamptons. We're not classy enough for the Hamptons. We do it in my hometown, and it's fun. Awesome. I don't have a girlfriend, so I'm not dating, really.
Yeah, how's that been going? Like, anything happening in that world?
Lots of, you know, first, second dates that don't really lead anywhere. I think some internet dating. Some people that were, like, interesting potential, but... I don't know. Lately, nothing has really been panning out so much. What about you, Producer Mike? I know you never talk about this. So.
Yeah, I don't talk about it. So let's get back to you.
It's off the air.
No, I mean, have you had any dates coming up or what?
I mean, a lot of people, but sometimes I'm not meeting dating interests.
Yeah, I mean, I meet a lot of girls, but do you have to talk to them to hang with them?
Sometimes. Like... That is involved, yes. But there was one girl. Okay, internet dating.
Yeah.
Remember the site OkCupid.com?
Exactly.
I still use that sometimes.
We have a past episode where we talk all about that.
It was an advertisement for OkCupid.com. They should put Action Room ads on their site. But anyway, so this woman who I had a date set up with, it was going to be Friday night. We're just going to have drinks. She's a professor. She's a little older than me, kind of an older woman mystique.
Mm-hmm.
But she had to reschedule. She does seem to genuinely want to reschedule. Okay, this is a weird story.
Isn't bullshit. You think this is a real story?
No, because it was so detailed and crazy. No one can make this up unless she's a really psychopathic, sinister, brilliant, evil genius.
Right.
So, okay, she tells me I have to reschedule because she used to own a cat. that was her pride and joy. She loved this cat. The cat died, sadly, like 6 months ago. But a friend of hers was visiting, and when the cat was alive, the cat scratched the cat. You know when cats and dogs, they get old, they get like senile and crotchety, and they act out of character.
Right.
So this cat scratched her friend's finger, okay? The friend's finger, it just scratched it in a bad way or something. It got infected. The finger got massively fucked up, and the guy had to go to the hospital. They practically had to amputate the guy's
That's
finger.
That's ridiculous. Wow.
Totally insane, right? So they put the guy on morphine, all this stuff. Then the guy was staying with her for like another couple months or whatever. She said, I have to cancel this date that we had scheduled because the friend's hand looked like it was getting better. It got worse.
Ugh,
then they said, actually, we might have to amputate it now.
That's insane.
So she was like, I have to go to the hospital with this guy and stay with him. And she feels guilty because it was her cat that did it.
Wow.
The
well,
cat's not alive anymore. But
I guess you'll know it's fake is if she mentions that same story again.
But it's a thing for me. I've never really been into... I never had pets growing up. And I wonder, what if I fall madly in love with someone who absolutely has to have dogs or cats? I just never... When I've dated women who have dogs and cats, I come to begrudgingly... And eventually, I love the dogs and cats. I just don't want them in my living space.
Yeah, I used
There's
to
hair,
have...
hair, they shit, they smell.
Well, at this point, I used to have cats, and now I don't.
Cats, more than one you had?
Well, I had one, a long time ago, and then I had another one.
Oh.
But the thing is, like, and then they died, like, years ago and stuff, and I think my allergies have gotten a lot worse.
Yeah.
So when I hang out with a girl
that's
with...
That's another thing.
Yeah, that's horrible for me.
Yeah.
Because I can't breathe. So when I'm hanging out with a girl or something who has a pet, it's kind of uncomfortable. So to live with another pet might be a problem for me.
Yeah.
But,
dogs, you have to walk three times.
But I found it funny...
We're busy New Yorkers. We don't have time for this.
What you hated about pets is that they don't evolve. That's what I...
Yeah. Yeah, well, this is the thing. Pets always, dogs and cats, always stay at like a first grader mentality.
Can't you learn chess, cat?
They never, no, I mean, if I'm going to have an entity around the house, if I'm going to have a creature that's going to shit and break things and destroy my environment, I at least
want that to be a girl.
I at least want that entity, that creature, to be able to grow up and learn to wipe its own ass and have conversations with me.
Okay, here's
and learn to not destroy
here's,
the house.
Here's my quandary.
Learn to not shred everything in the house.
Here's my question for you. What if you have a retarded kid? It's never going to grow fast.
Well, but it's a human. It's a human. It's not a cat or a dog.
All right.
It's
so,
not a lesser life form.
Right, right. Ooh.
No, they're great. I love them and everything, but I don't want them in my house.
What if you have a really smart dog? Who can, like, learn how to count.
What if I have a really smart disabled child? A really smart dog? No, I dated a girl with a pit bull.
She was a smart dog.
No. She was wonderful, but, well, she had her own issues, but which is why the relationship didn't work. But pit bulls, the stereotype about pit bulls, we're really stalling for our special guest, aren't we? I just want to remind the fans, the special guest will show up before the July.
People have already been...
It's only July 2nd now, so... No, pit bulls.
No, I just got a text from our special guest that he's almost here.
He texts? Wow.
Yeah,
I didn't think
amazing.
He would do that. You'll see what we mean when he gets here. But the stereotype about pit bulls is that they're mean, angry. No, they're so sweet and lovable, and they're super
smart. Except for
smart,
the ones that kill you.
Except for the ones that maul your neighbor.
Right.
But no, I was impressed at this pit bull's intelligence. In fact... He was so intelligent, I was willing to maybe make an exception.
You started dating the pit bull.
But you still have to take him out in the rain and walk him.
Right.
He still attacks, you know, food in the kitchen that he's not supposed to eat. He shreds bagels. He would jump on the counter. He would piss, and when they're mad at you, the only way to fight back is to poop on the ground in front of you. And then they look at you.
Tony, he's here. Our guest is here.
Wait, I don't want to see him. I'm too mad about the pit bull who poops.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the Action Room Studios right now on the 4th of July episode, we are happy to welcome Captain America himself.
Wow. Captain America on the 4th of July. It just doesn't get much more American than that. So how are you, Cap?
Doing great, fellas.
What are your plans for the rest of the holiday weekend, Cap?
Well, Bucky and I were going to have a barbecue tomorrow with some old friends. Hey, wait, what's that flash of light? The Red Skull.
I shall send the verdammed Captain America to the past with my time traveler, where he shall never trouble me again. And then the Nazis will reign supreme and conquer America. Heil Hitler!
Oh, no, this is terrible.
He's aiming it at Captain America. Watch out, Cap!
With my indestructible shield, I'll deflect this crazy time travel ray.
Oh, what happened?
I guess the time travel ray bounced off Captain America's shield and hit us. What an asshole. And why are we naked?
Oh, I guess it's like in a Terminator. When you time travel, you're naked or something. The bigger question is, where are we?
Or when are we? Who's that fat guy who looks like Benjamin Franklin?
It is Benjamin Franklin.
He's coming this way.
Are you two young lads lost?
Are you Benjamin Franklin?
Call me Ben.
Whoa.
Are you from a neighboring colony?
Well, Ben, hard as this may be for you to understand, or accept, we're actually from...
Do you think we should really tell him, Producer Mike?
Why not? His brain is obviously used to revolutionary new ideas. You see, Ben, we're from the future.
The future? Is that the name of some foreign land with which I am unaccustomed?
What Producer Mike, Producer Michael, means is that we are from your future. A future time.
The year 2010, to be exact.
Egads! The actual future? Is that why you're naked? How can such a thing be possible?
If we weren't from the future, how would we know that you're planning on seceding from Britain and signing a Declaration of Independence?
Oh, good God! You truly are from the future! God be praised to hear that our efforts will not be in vain. It moves my heart in a way that you cannot imagine.
Yeah, but first we have to get back to do our podcast.
What?
It's actually more like a radio show.
What is this radio show you speak of?
Well, in the future, once you discover electricity, it'll create an entire network of communication so that information can travel through the air instantly.
You mean messages will no longer be delivered by horseback?
Exactly, Ben.
Well, a storm is coming. Perhaps you two could accompany me to my home. I can give you some clothes and tell you about my experiment. So, tell me, what kind of information will be floating through the air?
Well, you see, Ben, in the future, there are these, wells of information that are called websites.
What does a website do?
Well, for example, Ben, there's one website called YouBentMyWookie.com.
It has all the best geek news for pop culture enthusiasts and toy collectors.
Like right now, they have this exclusive interview with the director of the upcoming Fraggle Rock movie, Corey Edwards.
Well, the future sounds like an enormous waste of time. Anyway, here we are.
Wow, what a beautiful home you have.
Thank you, my boy. Oh, here are some of my wife's old clothes for you to wear.
We can't wear women's clothes.
Oh, I do it all the time, actually. It's not such a big deal.
Do we have to wear the wigs?
So, tell me more about this radio show.
Well, it's called The Action Room.
I guess we could do the nerd news for Ben.
We might as well. We aren't going to get back in time to finish the show. Ben, do you want to intro the nerd news?
The what?
Nerd news!
What was that?
Thanks, Ben.
Okay, so in the nerd news, back in the world of 2010, Sony Pictures finally cast someone. They finally settled on a Peter Parker, or should I say, Spider-Man from Mark Webb's reboot.
Now, when we first, they had said, who was the other guy they said for a while? Josh,
oh
somebody?
Oh, my God. Josh Hutcherson. There was Logan Bell, Logan Learman, and Jamie Bell.
That Josh guy actually looks probably a little bit more like Peter Parker.
I didn't think so. I only saw a handful of shots.
More than this guy. I think this guy is supposedly, because now I've heard this guy's an incredible actor,
right.
So I'm excited. He's probably going to do a great job. But he just does not look like Peter Parker to me. For me, anyway.
He's going to have to transform. He just looks a little too, I don't want to say handsome, because it's not even that he's so handsome.
I just think he's too tall, lanky, and he looks too old. You know?
Well, he's 26, and he'll be 27 when the movie comes out. Although Tobey Maguire was 26 or 27 when he played
Peter Parker in the
first one. But he looked younger.
Yeah, he has more of a baby face.
But he was supposedly this kid, Andrew, like I was talking to a friend of mine, and they're a huge fan of his already from a movie that came out that I don't know the title of, actually. But there's another movie, obviously Social Network, the David Fincher movie about Facebook he's in. And then this other one called Never Let Me Go, which is Mark Romanek. He's a big video director, but this is his first feature, I think.
And it's a British movie, it looks like, or it's Keira Knightley is in it.
Yeah, and it's based off a novel that's supposedly one of the best novels ever, and like for a million years, for hundreds of years.
In
a
decade was what the trailer said. But
anyway, so I don't know. I mean, it looks
and
really good.
And he was
good.
Also in Terry Gilliam's The Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus.
Right, right.
With
so,
Johnny Depp and Heath Ledger.
I trust Mark Webb. I feel like Sam Raimi and Tobey Maguire did, you know, Spider-Man the way it should have been done. And so now they can just play with it. Now they can kind of, you know.
Also, I mean, the bar has been raised so high for these superhero movies that Sony has to know, I hope, what they're doing. You know? Lanky, you were talking about he's tall and lanky. Lanky is good for Spider-Man, but yeah, he just looks a little old.
I guess he might look actually pretty cool in the suit. You know, but like, yeah,
he has very bushy eyebrows.
You seem bothered by the bushy eyebrows.
I'm bothered by how hairy this guy is. He looks like he should be playing a werewolf because he's got very bushy hair. His eyebrows are very thick. He's always got stubble. I want to see this kid with a short haircut, trim those eyebrows. You know, he shouldn't look like a American Werewolf in Peter Parker.
But overall, are we fine with this decision?
I think we trust Mark Webb. We trust Sony. And if everyone says he's this incredibly transformative, brilliant actor, then okay. Heath Ledger, when people first announced Heath Ledger as the Joker, people were skeptical. He's a great actor, but why the Joker?
And you were mentioning with like Michael Keaton. He didn't look like Batman.
No one thought
really.
Michael Keaton does not look like Bruce Wayne.
Yeah,
but he made it work.
I mean, even Jack Nicholson. They have never really done a Joker look except for the 60s.
Jack Nicholson. People wanted Jack Nicholson.
Right, right. But I'm just saying the Joker is usually this tall, lanky guy, and they've always made him kind of wide and squat, kind of like you know.
I don't even really think about his build. It's more of his face that people think about with the Joker. I mean,
but even still, like Jack Nicholson did not look like the Joker, really.
I thought he did.
But, I mean, he was a fatter kind of Joker. I mean, like, his face I was thinking like a, like who, like almost even like a Jim Carrey would have been a good Joker, you know? And so, like, in the case of this Peter Parker, he might not completely look like it, but, you know, so the question
is... So, bushy eyebrows and chubby face. That's our summary.
So the question is, do you have any idea who might be Mary Jane? You think it'll be an unknown?
They haven't even mentioned. People are talking about famous redhead Emma Stone.
Right.
Who's the cute redhead in Superbad.
Okay.
I mean, who knows? You could go a million different directions.
But she's supposed to be a model, right? I mean...
But in the comics, she grows up to be a model.
Okay.
And you know what I mean? She doesn't need to be this... She needs to be, perhaps... A lot of fans, though, complain. She needs to be hotter than Kirsten Dunst was.
Right.
Fans were not... They liked her acting.
Right.
But everyone thought she needs to be sexier and hotter.
And also, it's
Kirsten
a high
Dunst.
School thing. But now with this guy, since he doesn't really look that young, she can't be too young. So it's going to be interesting to see how it goes.
And the rumored villain is the Lizard.
Right, which I'm excited about. Yeah, I think that'll be good.
Not Dylan Baker, of course.
Excuse me, I'm going to go churn some butter. Anything must be more interesting than listening to this drivel. How could anyone possibly listen to this nonsense?
I'm sorry, Ben. I mean,
you know, this is hard for him to understand. He can't even grasp, I mean, anything we're talking about.
If, of all the people we could meet in 1700s here, I mean, he's the biggest geek. I don't understand
why he
wouldn't like her.
It's a different world of geek.
So the best news I feel for this week was not the Spider-Man casting, but... Go ahead, Tony.
Pee-wee Herman is coming back, people. Now, Paul...
We need an applause.
All right. Well, there's no Action Room studio now, but...
But
Paul
Rudd... Wow, this might break the fourth wall here that there's actually never been an audience.
Oh, of course there is. Now, we all know Paul Rubens is Pee-wee Herman. He had Pee-wee's Playhouse on TV. He's hilarious as the vampire assistant in the original Buffy the Vampire Slayer movie, but he brought back Pee-wee Herman as a live stage show in L.A. All his celebrity friends came. Everyone loves it.
And a few months ago, he was on like all the talk shows like Leno. He was coming
back.
Oh, he was? Yeah, it was awesome to see him back. And, you know, he wasn't Paul Rubens. He
dressed
came on
as
Pee-wee
Herman. Oh, in character?
Oh, totally. Okay. Which was the whole cool thing about him in the 80s is that he would always appear as Pee-wee. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so
now there also been talk of there's also been talk of a Broadway show.
Right, right.
His stage show that he did in L.A. is coming to Broadway, and now Judd Apatow.
Well,
has
hold
announced.
On before just to, oh, the I details thought... about that. October 26th is when it's coming out for 6 weeks at the Stephen Sondheim Theater, and you can go to peewee.com/Broadway to get all your Broadway Peewee details.
We love him so much, we're giving him free press.
Dude,
free
I'm a huge fan of Peewee Herman, yeah, and yeah. I think that, in fact, as we're doing this, they have, this weekend, they are showing Peewee's Big Adventure at a theater in New York City.
At the Sunshine Landmark Theater downtown.
And that is like one of my favorite movies. I love that movie.
Yeah.
It's a Tim Burton movie, of course, and it's just an amazing film. So,
Judd Apatow is going to either executive produce or direct. He is going to shepherd a Peewee movie, and he wants to make it in a similar tone to Peewee's Big Adventure.
Yeah.
Celebrities are already lining up, begging for cameos.
I mean,
this is going to be huge.
Unlike with something like the Muppet movies and stuff like that, you'd have to update it, and that's why Jason Segel, he's a good person.
Yeah.
But it's almost like with Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
He's timeless.
Yeah, you need to keep it exactly the way it was. If you
right.
start updating it too much. So I trust that...
It can be a little updated.
A little updated, of course, it'll have to be, but I'm just saying, like, his humor is not the type of thing that needs to be, like, more edgy or anything. It's, like, it's so perfect the way it is. So I hopefully Judd Apatow will just, you know...
Now, there was also a question, will the movie... They say they want the movie to be, like, an on-the-road adventure.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also a possibility that the movie could be a feature film version of Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Okay.
So you would see, like, Cherry and all those
right,
characters.
Right, right, right. I don't know that I'd want to see that, but...
I want to see Cherry on the big screen.
I mean, I loved, also as a kid, I loved the Saturday Morning Playhouse thing. I just don't know how that would work as a movie. I feel like he does need to meet a lot of different people, and so...
And
then again,
sort of be the fish out of water.
I never saw
is.
The second one, the circus one. Did you
oh,
ever see
gosh.
That? Big Top Pee-wee? I never
Pee-wee's
saw that.
Pee-wee's Big Top Adventure or something, yeah. I did see it, but I don't remember it.
Yeah. So anyway, there. I wonder... Okay, this will be the big question.
The Bicycle Francis!
Do you think... they will actually make reference to him in the porn theater on any level.
There will be a vague joke to it, yes,
okay.
that alludes to it.
That's what I think.
All right.
All right.
So let's move on before
move
Ben
on.
Gets too upset. So Marvel...
Is he still churning butter?
Yeah, I hear him churning away. So Marvel is expanding its film and...
I'm sorry, but you what? Hope it's just that he's churning butter.
That sound that I hear?
Okay.
How do people make that noise? There's a way someone makes like, masturbation
oh, no.
noise.
With the cheek.
Yeah.
No, okay. You don't make the noise. You just let
you
the cheek
go.
Do it. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you
anyway.
Getting that audio?
Right, anyway.
Non-existent audio in 17.
A great intro to the next
right.
piece of nerd news.
Yes. So Jeff Loeb was elected, was appointed the head of a totally new division for Marvel/Disney, Marvel Television.
Now, who is Jeff Loeb?
All right. Jeff Loeb is a longtime comic book writer since the 90s. But he also created Teen Wolf and wrote the Teen Wolf movie.
That's awesome.
And he also wrote Commando, I want to say.
That's awesome, too.
Yeah. I mean,
which is going to be a remake. Is Teen Wolf going to be a remake, too?
There's talk of a Teen Wolf TV series.
I just don't know how that would work. That would be weird.
I don't know. Anyway, now, Jeff Loeb wrote a wonderful... He's one of those writers that started out great, and then, I think, and most comic fans think, became a hack. He wrote Superman for All Seasons, which was a beautiful, great four-issue superhero Superman's History miniseries. Then he wrote a series of Batman stories, graphic novels, The Long Halloween, Dark Victory, and then he wrote Hush, which is the Batman series that was illustrated by Jim Lee,
okay.
which has become very famous.
Right.
It's an entertaining story. Jeff Loeb's stories have become... Well, Hush was like an entertaining blockbuster popcorn movie that isn't that smart, but is just fun. But then, in recent years, Jeff Loeb took over the Hulk books, and it's kind of
I mean, the question
a hack.
Is, why are you surprised?
He still has good ideas every once in a while.
Right.
Now, he also wrote for Heroes,
mm-hmm.
and he was an executive producer on Heroes, and he's also a writer for Smallville.
So the fact
and
that
for
he,
a while was a producer on Smallville.
So the fact that he already has, like, you know, he's already worked in Hollywood.
He already has
sense.
Massive ins
yeah, yeah.
in the TV and film world.
So this will be. So what kind of projects have they talked about for Marvel? What is,
they don't want to release any details.
Okay.
I mean, he just says the last time Marvel had a hit TV show was The Hulk.
Right.
And we want to make something exciting and accessible. The problem with superhero shows on TV, as we know, is budget.
Right.
You usually
they start
need,
to get cheaper looking.
You need some decent special effects, even if you have a simple costume, sometimes Smallville has costumes that just, they look shitty.
Now, what would you guess they would even attempt? Are they going to just do, like, Spider-Man again and all these things? Or are they
I think
start
they have
new...
to do B-level characters.
Okay.
I think they have to go with B-level characters.
Because, I mean...
We don't know, though.
Because the thing is, though, if they do Spider-Man and things along those lines, it definitely will get the ratings. So maybe they will go in that direction.
I don't think they will. I think that stuff is reserved for feature films.
Because, I mean, there's a Superman movie, but Smallville works. So what if it was, like, you know... I don't know. What's another big Marvel?
I don't know what.
Well, what is the big Iron Man, the high school? No, I don't know.
Well, actually, there's a new animated Iron Man show that is what if Tony Stark was in high school.
There you
but
go.
But that's like for fifth graders.
No, I'm not saying that specifically, but I'm thinking, yeah. And also Iron Man might be a big budget thing to do as a TV series.
I don't really know, but I think you're guaranteed that they're going to go with B and C level characters.
All right, make a prediction. What would you, the first one you think they might try?
What could they do? Well, they've already talked about making a lot of these B and C level characters into movies.
Like a Doctor Strange TV show, do you think?
No, because that's already a movie. They're already developing that as a movie.
It can't
Power
be too
Man,
obscure.
They're already developing it as a movie. God, I don't know.
See, that's the thing. I think they're going to double up and use characters that people already know.
There was a great Marvel series that was about the Daily Bugle.
Right.
And it was about the reporters supporting characters from the Daily Bugle.
Right.
You could do that, and then they occasionally mention superheroes, but you don't actually see too much of the superheroes. It's more of an intrigue reporter show in a world where superheroes exist.
How about this? If First Class does well, an X-Men TV show. I'm going to try that.
Okay.
I'm going to pitch that to Jeff Loeb.
Okay, good. But Jeff Loeb, all due respect, you're just mostly a hack these days.
Yikes.
He has decent, every once in a while he has a decent issue or a decent concept.
All right, I didn't say that, Tony did. Yes. I might want to have a show on TV. wait, Ben, what are you doing?
I'm going to go fly my kite.
But there's a storm outside.
Exactly, my boy. I'm doing an experiment. Where did I put my keys?
He's going to discover electricity. Maybe that's how we can get back to the future.
Yeah! We'll need a device beyond those elements, though, to send us back.
If only I still had my droid cell phone.
Cell phone?
Don't ask, Ben. It's a device that contributes to the depersonalization and eventual decline of all human interaction.
Oh, dear.
What's happening?
I don't know. We're back.
And just in time for the hot dogs.
Hey, it's Captain America. But how?
Well, after you guys were zapped into another time, me and the Red Skull battled it out for a while, and of course I beat him. And I stole his time travel ray, reversed the settings, and brought you two back. But instead of bringing you back to the action room, I thought I'd bring you back to Bucky's Barbecue.
Gosh, thanks, Cap. You really are the greatest.
Think nothing of it, son. Fighting evil is what Americans do. Now put some clothes on, guys. The fireworks are about to start.
Shit, we are naked again.
Hey, Tony, can you Google the Declaration of Independence on your phone?
Yeah, why, Producer Mike?
I have a hunch about something.
Sure. All right, here it is.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and the right to listen to the action room?
Whoa!